Providing development projects in foreign countries does not always go as planned. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Robert Kruger, professor of human geography at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, determines what changes should be made for future endeavors.
Starting in the early 1950s, the U.S. sought to transfer its scientific and technological expertise to low and middle-income countries who were feared to be at risk of entering the fold of Soviet communism. These interventions to develop the Third World were often deployed without consideration for culture or context. As such, many of these interventions produced few improvements for those they were intended to help. A generation later, many have acknowledged the problems inherent to the ideology of universal development. In response, we have sought to advance new goals that promote self-sufficiency, peer-to-peer co-creation, and sustainability. Despite these efforts towards knowledge egalitarianism, many in the engineering disciplines continue to demonstrate the hubris of previous generations. They remain steadfast in their insistence that engineers are the only experts and that technology transfer across culture and context is an unproblematic process. To meet this hubris problem head-on, WPI has created a space for transdisciplinary scholarship and action. Through its Institute of Science and Technology for Development, or INSTED, the acronym is intentional, we celebrate different forms of knowledge and understand science, technology, and innovation as different traditions of inquiry and value creation. INSTED and its partners aim to replace hubris with humility as we cultivate a new generation of problem solvers and innovators that reframe the goals of engineering and development.
And that was Robert Kruger of Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.